From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, you're very welcome to our gospel program. Frank Boggs will sing for us today. He's going to sing that lovely hymn, My Heavenly Father Watches Over Me. Our Bible study will take us into a new chapter in John's Gospel. It's chapter 7, and we'll be looking at the verses 1 to 9. Our topic is A Target for Murder. Our program today brings us to an end of 5 years of gospel radio broadcasting. I would very much like to thank all those in Radio Star Country who have, with great courtesy, helped and assisted me during those 5 years. Next week will mark to the day when we began our program in 1999. It will also, to the day, mark the 40th anniversary of my own conversion. So I have all the more reason to maintain my habit of sharing with you all my testimony of how God had mercy on this sinner way back in 1964. Do join me then for our program next Monday morning. Of course, I hope I will have your company tonight at 9 o'clock. But back to this morning. Let's have Frank Boggs sing for us, and then we'll be turning to John chapter 7, the verses 1 to 9.
In God, I know He cares for me.
Returning to John chapter 7, verses 1 to 9. Our topic, a target for murder. We begin a new chapter in our study today. The events reported here in this chapter are separated from the events of chapter 6 by quite a period of time, about 6 months. The events of chapter 6 took place in the springtime. Verse 4 of chapter 6 shows this. While these events here in chapter 7 took place at the time of the Feast of the Tabernacle, verse 2, this feast was celebrated by the Jews in the autumn time. Let us note just what is said here to us. First of all, notice the alarming consequences of unbelief. Unbelief drives Christ away. That is what verse 1 teaches us. Faith is a receiving of Christ with open arms. Unbelief is a slamming of the door in his face. When that happens, Christ will depart. In the Song of Solomon, we read of unbelief and its cost. In chapter 5, we read of the Savior calling to his beloved, but she is careless and unwilling to respond and is slow to answer. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 6. Here in John chapter 7 and the verse 1, we have the Savior withdrawing from Jerusalem and its surrounding areas because of the hostility of unbelievers. The Lord Jesus will not stay where he is not wanted. He will not force his presence upon any. He will only stay where he is earnestly desired. Please learn this truth today. Christ looks for the welcome that only faith will provide. Where it is found, he most willingly stays to bless those who welcome him. None were ever the poorer for welcoming the Lord Jesus Christ into their hearts and homes. Secondly, notice that unbelief is a universal sin. We are introduced to the brethren of Christ in this passage. Who is spoken of here? Were they sons born to Mary and Joseph after the miraculous birth of Christ? There is not one verse of Holy Scripture to say that they were not, irrespective of what traditions men may now speak of. The Bible, which is the only rule of faith, does not have one word that would contradict such a view. However, it is also true that the Greek word translated brethren, adelphos, is a word that refers to more than just those who are our immediate brothers. It may also refer to those who are our cousins or our near kinsmen. The matter is not made specifically clear here, so we will say no more than that these were close family relatives of the Savior, who would have been raised in the same district as he, and were therefore observers of him all his days. And yet, they did not believe on him. Of all the people you would expect to believe in the Lord Jesus, it would be those who had seen him close at hand, and therefore had great evidence of the truthfulness of his claims. But no, they did not believe on him, we are told. He was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26. And none would have had a better opportunity of seeing evidence of this truth than these men, and yet they did not believe. My dear listener, we may see the greatest proofs hear the most compelling of arguments, witness indisputable evidence of the truth of the claims of Christ, and yet reject him as our Savior. Here is an example of that sad fact. What of you today? Are you still in unbelief, as were these men? Or have you bowed before Christ in faith and trusted him as your Savior? Let me finally note with you the inevitable outcome of unbelief. Unbelief is not content to refuse and reject. It must kill the one it rejects. Verse 1 says that the unbelieving Jews were determined to kill Jesus. This crime is not unique to the Jewish nation. Every nation under the sun has shown this same desire to slay Christ. Nations which never saw Christ in person are nevertheless guilty, just as guilty as the Jews in AD 30 of rejecting the Lord Jesus and slaying him. The Savior tells us himself that those who persecute his people and kill them are guilty of acting so toward him. This is evident from his words to Saul of Tarsus, later Paul the Apostle, in Acts chapter 9, the verses 4 and 5. "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." Now Paul had never met Christ before that day, and yet because he was a persecutor of Christians, Christ deemed him a persecutor of himself. Just why was Christ hated so? Look at verse 7. "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil." Unbelieving mankind hates Christ because he testifies that its works and ways are evil. In like manner, the world will hate and abuse any who preach this same truth today. Protest against the wicked ways of the world, and men will hate you, miscall you, and malign you. If you persist, they will kill you. In an increasingly wicked society, the day of persecution unto death is drawing ever nearer for those who will stand up for Jesus and his truth. Solemn words. Join me again next week as we meet once more around the Word of God. Do join me tonight at 9. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.